The next patient is Dorothy French. The last name is F-R-E-N-C-H, Dorothy. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is originally from Michigan, who spends the winter in Florida. The patient has a syndrome of inappropriate ADH that is associated to the medications that she takes for anxiety, period. The patient hasn't been taking the sodium tablets as suggested, and she has been complaining of some weakness, general malaise, lack of energy. And when we look at the laboratory workup, the kidney function is very well preserved with a serum creatinine that is 0.69 and a BUN of 12 with an estimated GFR that is 88 mLs per minute. However, the serum sodium is 131, period. I explained to the patient the need for her to enforce the 1,000 cc fluid restriction, take the sodium tablets, a 1 gram of sodium chloride tablet three times a day, and exercise. Number two, the patient has anxiety disorder. She's treated with the administration of protriptyline, protriptyline, 5 milligrams every day, and Xanax, period. A following number. The patient was found with a elevation of the blood sugar, and in the elevation of the blood sugar was treated with the administration of metformin ER, 500 milligrams once a day, and she says that the blood sugar has been doing much better. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension has been treated with the administration of amlodipine, 5 milligrams every day, anatelonol, one tablet three times a day of 50 milligrams. She's taking vitamin D for the vitamin D deficiency. Following number, the patient has bladder prolapse. She has a bladder suspension. She is followed by the urologist. She has not experienced any urinary tract infections. Following number, a history of fibromyalgia that is doing better. The most concerning problem is that the patient remains underweight. She weighs only 99 pounds. The laboratory workup is completely normal, except for the sodium. We are going to reevaluate the case when she comes back in the fall. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes in reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.